While official results of Kentucky's primary election won't be known until early next week, both parties are calling the voting process a win. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Republican Secretary of State Michael Adams says Kentucky offered the nation a model for success in conducting an election during a pandemic. Despite the challenges of fewer poll workers and polling precincts, a record number of Kentuckians cast a ballot. Ben Self is chairman of the Kentucky Democratic Party and credits turnout to mail-in and no-excuse early voting.
I think it just goes to show when you make it easier for people to participate in democracy, that more people will participate in democracy, and I think that's a really good thing.
The state reduced the number of polling places from 3,700 to less than 200, including just one in each of the state's two largest counties. Self says he'd like to see more locations for the November election, which could produce twice as many voters at the polls. Democrats and Republicans chose their nominees for president and Congress, as well as the state House and Senate. Due to mail-in absentee ballots still being counted, official results of the primary won't be released until next Tuesday. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.